The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shimshon Beanstock and family in memory of Nechama Bas Kalev Klein Aleha Shalom. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zechus for her neshama.
We continue in this year our discussion that we started in the previous year of the amira, which is a necessary accompaniment of the get. And we understood that by a maisa kedushin which is based on the haskomo beno isha, maisa kedushin has to be by mutual consent. So we understand that there has to be an exchange of, I want to marry you, do you want to get married? Yes, no. There has to be part of the kedushin is the consent. It could very well be the marshal that the eidim that are standing there have to hear that consent. That's something we're going to get to in the next year. Till what point do the eidim have to see it b'shas ma'is? Until where could they deduce that there was a ma'isa b'das from the fact that afterwards she was mekabel the kedushin? But we're not going to discuss that for now. But that's all in Kedushin. In Gerushin, L'chayru, we know that a Baal can be Megayish Ishtei Baal Korcho, a husband can be Megayish his wife, without asking her consent. Therefore, L'chayru, the Diburim that are exchanged between the two of them, as far as a Das is concerned, is L'chayru redundant. There's no need for to be expressed in the Maisa, his expression to her of the Das to be Megayish. He has to have a Das to be Megayish. He writes the get, he appoints the shliach, he gives it himself, and he puts it in her hand. The Mishnah says that there's a necessity over here to tell her, to the point where we saw that kinsi shtar choyt, there's two levels of the same problem. If the get was given over b'shtika, we saw in the Rambam that would only be a pulse in the Rabbanan. The ikir psul is patterned on when the husband says to his wife, kinsi shtar choyt, where he, in order to get her to take it, she doesn't want to take the get, in order to trick her into taking the get, he says, kinsi shtachroiv. Yeah, sure, she wants a shtachroiv that says that he owes her $100. She sticks it around, he puts it around, and there's a shtachroiv, instead of a shtachroiv, she opens it up, there's a get there. L'chay, that should be a ma'isa get. On that we understood, the lashon the Rambam Perek Aleph is, that there's a distortion, there's a psul in the tzura of the ma'isa nesinas get. That means that it's not enough that the piece of paper came from his hand to her hand. It's necessary to do a ma'isa of nesinas get. Any ma'isa which is done for reason A cannot be defined as having been done for reason B. This has to be a ma'isa nesina for a gerushin. If he gave it under the pretext of kinsi shtachoyv, so he's given, even though he thought otherwise, but his dibur will define the ma'isa. The same way we saw by kedushin, that the diburim define the ma'isa. The interplay between dibur and ma'isa is not just that it has to be out in the ear, so you have to say something when you do it. It's more than that. The dibur that a person does defines the content of the ma'isa that he's doing based on that dibur. When a person says he's giving the shtar choyv, he hands over a get, stating Rambam, that's not called a ma'isa in the sinas get, because what he did was he said he's giving a shtar choyv. It's a chiddush, but that's what the Rambam is telling us. It's possible that we could explain this by saying that there's literally, there's no problem with the Nesina. He gave it L'shem Get, but there's a new problem here. Rav Shach in Avi Ezri in Perek Yud Mehilchos Gerushin Halacha Chav Gimel explains as follows. He says that there's a din l'moshel that a husband can't be megayish his wife if she's a shoyta, even though l'chayra one does not need das, like we discussed in the previous year. There is no need to be megayish a balas das. A ketana is migureshes, is fully migureshes, fully capable of being mekabel gita midaraisa. She does not need to be koined in the simple sense we discussed in the beginning of the parak. She only has to get the shtar get biyodo, so to a shoyte. But still, there's a psul of mishalachas ve'enoi chazeres. A shoyte, a woman who gets a get, is not considered, the pasuk says, the shulchami beisoi. The tzura of a ma'isa gerushin is a ma'isa where she knows that she's no longer attached to this man. She now has nothing to do with him. The krisus demands that the nature of the giving of the get, not just that there's an emotional distance. The ma'isa of nesina, the ma'isa of giving the get, has to be such that the tzura of giving the get creates an automatic divide between the two of them. If she doesn't know when she gets the get that it is a get, there's a chson in the ma'isa gerushin. a shoyter gets a get, there's a chesaron in the maaseh gerushin because she does not know from getting the get that she's a mishalachas v'nechazeres. She's not aware of the fact that she's no longer married to him. So mel, the gerushin is not a good, not because she needs das in order for the chalois kinyan, in order for her to be kind to herself. That he does bal korcho. But she needs das to know that there's a get, because otherwise there's no maaseh giving over the gerushin. It's a fine distinction, but that's the way Rav Shach defines, uses that definition to define our halacha. Now, when a man hands over to a woman a get under the pretext of giving over a shtar choyv, the maaseh gerushin should be a maaseh gerushin. But because she's not aware with the nesina of the fact that she's now divorced, so well, that's not cool. She got a get. She was not sent away. The maaseh get is not enough getting the paper. It has to be a maaseh shiluach. That it's not. If she doesn't know it's a get, she's not nishlach. If she doesn't know, if she doesn't have the mental capacity to know that she's nishlach, she's a shoytin, then she's not sent away. The Ramban and the Rajba, when they discuss this sugya, they grapple with the chesaron of the dibur in the sugya. They bring the Ravid, and they reject the Ravid's reasoning based on what we just discussed. What is the Ravid's reasoning? The Balamor brings in the sugya. The Ravid explained that the reason why there's a problem when a man says kinsi shtar choyv is because he's been megala that he doesn't want to give a get, or at least we have to suspect that what he did was he was mevatel the get. He's handing over the paper, kilu, he's going through some type of act, but he doesn't really want to divorce her. We have to suspect that he's not giving over the get with intent to give over the get. He's mevatel, so to speak, the process of giving over the get. He's mevatel the get, or he's mevatel the maisa, nesina, sugis in the fourth parish. What exactly can a person be mevatel? It could be mevatel the get, mevatel the shliach legerish, and so on. Over here also, that's where we have to be choshish. So the Ramban and the Rashi would say, if that's true, the Rambam wouldn't put this into an existential part of the Maaseh Gerushin, then the get should be given over L'shem Gerushin. No, the get doesn't have to be given over L'shem Gerushin. Just if he verbally declares that he's giving over the get for something else, we suspect that he doesn't mean to give a get, he doesn't want to divorce his wife. If that's all it is, there's nothing existential about this halacha. The Rambam steht nicht dazu. The Rambam says that by definition, when a person gives over something under the pretext of giving as a shtar choyv, he's not doing a maisa gerushin. We're adding from Rav Shach that he's not doing a maisa of shiluach of the isha. So to speak, he's giving over the get. He's not sent her away because it's not clear when the get comes into her hand that she's sent away, that she's divorced. Where does all this lumdus, this definition as a chesaron in the das, a chesaron in the maisa, where does this play itself out in the halacha lemaisa? We have a discussion over here, which is not clear in the poskim, exactly where to take, where to paskin. In Shulchan Aruch, in these halachas, in Ebenezer Kuf Lamed Vov, poskim spoke about a lot about it, because hundreds of years ago there were many cases where a get was given under duress, or a get was given in unusual circumstances. You have to be clear that the maisin, the sinas haget, was done on the up and up. Today things are a little bit more organized, and we don't usually have people giving a get while they're on the go, hiding on the ground, being taken to war, being taken out for execution. So the shilas are less, but the point is still a point. In Ebenezer Kuf Lamed Vav Siv Hei, the Mechaber says this din of a husband giving over to his wife a get, and he says kinsi shtar choyv, and the Mechaber adds that if he wants to fix it up, kinsi shtar choyv is no good, like we just explained. But let's say afterwards he says, hey gitech, or he says to the edim that I meant to give it over as a get, so then that's enough. The Kana ben Shoel, here's where the question is. If we understand that the problem over here is not like the Ravid that we just discussed, the problem is not that we're afraid that he doesn't really mean to divorce her. If that would be the case, then we understand it afterwards. Maybe he could clarify, even though B'shas Maaseh wasn't clear, we suspected. He didn't want to be Megashim. 2 minutes later, he said, Hey, Loch Gitech, so we understand that he really meant to yet to divorce her. But if the problem is an existential Bimuhus type of problem in the Maaseh Gerushin, that a Maaseh Gerushin, that the recipient of the get is not aware that what's going on is Gerushin, that's not called a Gerushin, it's not called a Shiluach of the wife from the husband's Rishus, and that's missing in the Gerushin, has that helped to fix up 2 minutes later? And this is something that's problematic. So we have to understand that obviously we have to fine-tune the definition that we just said. The way to do that is by saying as follows. This that is a chesaron when a husband gives a wife and she's a shoyta get and the gerushin is not kal, it's not a pshat that the maisin, the sinna of the get, has to be where as she gets it she's aware. It means that the process of gerushin includes the fact that she's aware that there's a gerushin going on. If that process is not clear when he hands her the get, it's enough that it's that the process is clear in context. Could be, maybe afterwards. She could, if she's made aware, or she's explained, where she could come to herself, and she can understand that the Gemara discussed the case of where she's a Yoshin. He can't give her a get when she's a Yoshin, but he can give it a get, and say afterwards, here's your get. Aye. B'shas the Nesina wasn't a good Nesina. No. We have to say that the Nesina is a Nesina, but the Gerushin, the process, the Chalois, has to take place on the background of her awareness of what's going on. A husband gives over his wife a get, and he says, Kinsi shtachoy, we could say that the maisa kisha la'atzmoy, the act of giving over the get itself, would be considered a valid act of nosam biyodo, because he's putting it over, he's putting it in her hand. The fact that she doesn't know b'shas maisa what she's getting is not relevant. A husband's megarish his wife bal korko. The context of the gerishin being chal, when the get is biyodo, has to be in a state of awareness of what's going on, and that it helps an explanation later. That's the way we'll have to explain our mechaber in Kuf Lamed Vav. The problem is, or the bigger problem is, that the Rama over there adds that it's enough for the husband to say it over afterwards to the Edom. He tells the Edom afterwards, I meant to give it to her for again. What does that help? If the problem is a problem in her awareness, so then why would it be enough for the explanation afterwards? The Rama doesn't seem to have any other explanation besides what we said from the Ravid, that the problem is not that she has to be aware, or the problem is that he has to make it aware in his Maizu Geshen. The problem is that we suspect he didn't really mean to give it L'shem Geshen. If he says afterwards to the Edom, I did mean it, we believe him. And then that means, from Afreya, retroactively, while it's still in the same time frame, she's holding on to the get, he tells the Edom, I gave it for a get. It was just my way of getting it over to her hand. We understand in context that what really happened over here was a Maizu Geshen. That's what we'll have to say in the Ramot. The problem is that the Mechaber, the Ramo is not massing on the Mechaber, the Ramo adds to the Mechaber. The Mishmur really pits the Tosfos against the Rambam in this aspect. and he says it's not clear. The Tosfos, it says by us in the Sugya, that this business of saying Heloch Gita is enough that he says to her, or the Edim say to her afterwards, you know that what you just got was a get, which would seem to indicate that the problem is in her awareness level, like we explained by Shoytim. The Rambam says differently. The Rambam says that's enough to say it to the Edim or to say it to her. It would seem that it's not inherently a problem of her awareness, it's a problem of our awareness. That doesn't. It's a problem of whether we believe that he gave it over to Shem Geshen, which again does not fit with the Rambam that we explain that it's an existential problem in the Nesin of the Get. So how to understand this halacha l'maisa with fixing it up afterwards is not possible. We'll add one last point in the same vein that the Tesis Rid adds in this sugya, adds a chiddush. The Tesis Rid says, what happens if he gives a get? He gives the woman a get lipikodri. So he said to her, it's a legal document, he's giving it to her for safekeeping. Over there, the Tesis Rid says that the halacha of Hey Gitech, that afterwards he can fix up by saying that the get was given l'shem, that the paper was given l'shem get, but when he gave it to l'shem pikodin, that cannot be fixed up. The question is, what's the difference? If he said, kinsi shtar choiv, he found a false pretext for having her be mekabel the paper. If he said to her, hey, kinsi shtar choiv, she takes it, he could explain to her afterwards that no, it's a get. But if he said to her, hey loch pikodoin, and she took it there not. What could be the pshat? Why would there be a difference? The Tesfut seems to be telling us an insight into how we understand giving something from one party to the next. If I give somebody a shtar choiv, and there's a lot of yesodis of Chesh Mishpat that are told in this definition. The Tesfut seems to be saying, if I give over somebody a shtar choiv, so I'm giving him over the shtar chayv, because what am I giving him? Let's say I write a shtar chayv against myself that I owe somebody $100. I plan on borrowing, so I write up the, I draw up the document, then I go over to him and say, could you lend me $100? Okay, he says, I want a shtar. So fine, I give over the shtar that I wrote and that I signed with Aiden. I sign on the paper to me, I give it over. When I give over that shtar chayv, I'm giving over to that person. I'm giving him the schus to hold on to that paper. Boifin, that would be called a mesina, because I'm taking something of mine and I'm transferring it to him. Again, the maisa that's called in the Torah v'nosam biyoda is taking something of his and putting it in her rishus. So if he says kinsi shtar koiv, he's putting something in her rishus, there is a mesina. It's just not as the Rambam says in mesina l'shem geirishin. So that could be explained afterwards. But if there's no mesina, it's not v'nosam biyoda. We had a problem many times in the Masechta. Tli gidech me'al karka. If there's no mesina, and now she is able to get it biyoda, but not through the vehicle of Maisa mesina, the halach is that's called pligitech me'agabi karka. She's not in his garage because she didn't get it as a kiyum of v'nosam biyoda. If he put it into her hand as a pekodin, over there would be chesar v'nosam biyoda. Why is that? Because when I give somebody a pekodin, really, like the Gemara says in Bava Metzia several times, biyakas lehilchas pekodin, kol heicha di iso berishusa de bailamisa. Whenever I have a pekodin in somebody else's rishus, wherever that chayfetz is, that place serves me. If I give somebody my car to watch while I go on vacation to Eretz Yisrael for 2 weeks, and he parks the car in his garage, then that mokoim is holding his miyuid for my tashmishin, to the where the Gemara seriously considers that if I move something from a place that it was miyukid, I gave somebody a barrel of wine to safekeep, a kodesh shayayin, and it was, we made up that we're putting it in that corner of the room, he moved it from corner to corner, it's ke'ilu he's stealing it, the Gemara says. Why? Because he moved it from a place where it's there for the Bailam, and he moved it out of the Bailam's rishus. It's like going to somebody's house and taking something out of his rishus. The Gemara is doich of that. Has to be with his son. But in any case, what we see is that the yachas that somebody has when he gives somebody else a bekodin is that the chayfetz is still considered in his rishus. He's allowed to be magdashit. Even though a person can only be magdash something which is not only his, but it's b'shusa, it has to be shaloi v'b'shusa. If somebody's magdash something, if somebody is makna, I can be makna something which is in somebody else's safety deposit box being watched me. Why? Because it might be in his safety deposit box, but it's in my rishus. It's by me. Because his rishus, being that he's watching the chavitz, is there for me. Therefore, when a husband gives his wife a shtar, and he says, hey look, shtar pikodoin, since he's not really giving it to her, because officially he's giving it to her as a pikodoin, it's ki'ilu, she's holding on to it for him, that's not called that ever left his rishus. That's not a mice in the scene at all. If you then want to explain yourself and say, hey look, oh, pikodoin, what you're doing is you're creating a nesina where there was no nesina. That's called a chesaron of klitech ve'algamin karka. Masha'enke, where you said heilecho shtachoiv. So true, it has to be explained because the context, she doesn't understand that she's being megureshes. In this maisa gerushin, there's no inherent understanding that there's a gerushim taking place here. She thinks it's a shtachoiv. But since Lamaisa he gave it to her, it's a Vinosan, it could be explained afterwards. This is what the Tesis would hold. Again, we said it's sad that maybe when he gives it again, he says Shtachoyim, it's also not a Maisa in the sin at all. Because he's only giving it to her as a Shtachoyim, it's not a Nisin L'Shem Geish. For Nisin L'Shem Geish, it would seem that clarification afterwards helps. Not it would seem, it's Mufurish in the Rambam that way. Shulchan Aruch is passing it. Masha Eikin. The case of pikodoin, since it's not only chesaron in the nesina, l'shem gerish, it's a chesaron in the nesina. When I give somebody else a pikodoin, I'm not giving something at all. I'm leaving it in my rishus. He's watching it. His rishus becomes my rishus. That's called nesina. That's, it's still my rishus. In that context, the explanation afterwards won't help. You'll need to take back the get and give it again in order that there should be a kiyum of an osan biyom.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.